Well, I'm absolutely delighted. It's an amazing organisation, and I'm really delighted to say good morning physically into our studio. Paul Lucas, a friend for over 25 years. We've been involved with many, many things. And, of course, we've got on the line Marjorie Pagani, who is the CEO of a fantastic organisation called Angel Flight Australia. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jim and Darren.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning. Thanks for having us on the show.
Lovely to be speaking to you, Marjorie. And Jim, you're right there. You can hear Marjorie.
I can hear Marjorie now. Now, Marjorie, I've just learned as well, we've now got two lawyers on the line and in the studio, so we'll have to be on our best behaviour.
That's right. And the worst thing about having lawyers on board is that we're paid by the word. A bit hard to shut us up.
Oh, no. We might go to a break then. Marjorie, congratulations and heading up what we believe is a fantastic organisation and concept. Can you tell our listeners about your charity, Angel Flight Australia, what you try to do, and, you know, some of the wonderful experiences you've had and the challenges, because it truly is an amazing, just amazing for people, particularly in regional Australia.
It certainly is. Look, we kicked off in 2003. At that time, I was helping out as a pro bono aviation lawyer and one of the first pilots to get it going. We had about 80 pilots to start with and no passengers, kicking off in a Sydney ambulance hangar. Now we've got 8,000 volunteers, about half pilots, half drivers, and we've helped over 100,000 families, free flights out and back from anywhere in Australia. We don't assess your need on the basis of money. We allow the health professional referrers to tell us you have a need. And for example, if you're out at Lightning Ridge or White Cliffs and you're sick, even if you could afford a jet fare, there aren't any out there. So need is different for different people. So we'll carry any people, any age group, to anywhere in Australia. There's no place that we don't go. And we've done more than 50,000 flights now. And looking at in road miles, as a lot of people do, we're just about to do our 20 millionth kilometre. So we also provide a valuable backup where you get your emergency services, like your RFDS and Care Flight and so on. They're air ambulance, government-funded services, as they should be. But, of course, their job is to bring you in. Then you've got to get home. We'll take you home. Doesn't matter where you are, we'll take you home free of charge. In addition to that, of course, we'll bring you in and out for your regular treatments. We had one young lady in Chinchilla, just west of Brisbane, and she did almost 500 missions with us, which is 1,000 flights. So she grew up with us. We had her in our life for a very long time. Recently, of course, we've been pitching in with the COVID. We've been taking PPE out last year. We've been taking medications, particularly cancer medications, where people haven't been able to get in because of flight difficulties or immune problems. We even recently organised through the South Australian government and Queensland governments to get a surrogate baby home. The parents had been, are living in Brisbane. The donor mother was in Melbourne and the birth mother was in Adelaide. The IVF clinics didn't want any immune compromising of this very young newborn baby. And the parents and the team had tried several times for a baby. So we organised a pilot, one of our A380 captains, one of our Qantas A380 captains with a beautiful 8-seat aircraft that he flies for us in his spare time. And he and his wife went down. We organised all the permits with the government, had them stay at the airport, brought the whole family home, and everybody is doing really well. So a bit of a logistic exercise, but that's what we do. Nothing is too much trouble.
Marjorie, that has been one of the most elegant overviews of an organisation that we've had, I guess, Darren, on this show, to the passion and the love you have to help others comes through so much. And Marjorie, thanks for sharing that with us. It really is tremendous. Darren's got a quick question.
Well, mate. I was just thinking 20 million kilometres of flying, the 20 millionth kilometre. Congratulations to you, Marjorie, and 8,000 volunteers. And we do have one of the volunteers in the studio, Paul Lucas, with us, who is a volunteer driver. Just before Paul gets a few words, how important is those volunteers to what you provide as a service?
Oh, they're everything. They're everything. They're absolute heroes. The pilots give their aircraft, about 3,500 of them, and at any one time there's about 300 flying. They give their aircraft, their time, their skills, and two-thirds of the cost of the running of it. So we give them their fuel, and not all of them accept that fuel rebate, but that's what we offer, and they do the rest. Similarly with the drivers, they provide their own vehicles, and look, they've got to go through checks and security, blue cards. This is a lot they give up. And my view personally about the drivers, and this is coming from a pilot, is they're my real heroes, because I can tell you I went to Westmead yesterday from the main airport in town, and my goodness, the thought of anybody trying to drive in from the country in their car with sick kids or elderly people and finding these hospitals and finding the right entry and finding a car park, hats off. They're my real heroes.
Well, that's very true. The new entry at Westmead is a bit difficult to find, but it is a lovely new hospital. But Paul, love to hear from you. Why do you volunteer? And I think we just say you are all angels doing angel flight, and thank you for that. What do you do it for?
Well, when I retired, I had to do something, and I have a passion to do things to help people in the community. And I had read in a local newspaper about a person, a man who was driving for angel flights, and I thought to myself, well, I can do that. And so I made application to angel flight to become a driver for them, and I've done that. And the first drive I did was for a young mum and her daughter. Her daughter had been, she'd be probably 8 or 9 years old, and she'd been badly burned, and she was coming to Westmead Children's Hospital, have all the dressings changed. And I waited at the hospital while they had their appointment, and when it was finished, they came out smiling because there had been very good healing and there were very few bandages left on this young girl. I drove them back to Bankstown, and when I went to get their bags out of the car, the mother was just so excited about the outcome for the daughter that she rushed up and gave me a big hug, took a selfie of me, and I thought, wow, I'm in.
Isn't that, that's great. Look, listeners, sorry the little time delays at the moment. We're going to go to a quick break because we do have a tight schedule over the 2 hours. You're in an amazing time listening to you, Paul, and to Marjorie. Thank you. We'll come back after the break. Darren, let's go to a little song, and you're on Alive 90.5 on Spotlight with Darren and Jim.
It's 21 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have in the studios and on the line Marjorie Pagani, the CEO of Angel Flight, and Paul Lucas, volunteer driver. Marjorie, just coming back to you, share with our listeners a moment. Have you ever been woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, you're tired, but you have that sense of responsibility and all of that? Talk us through what that's like to go and jump in your plane, it's freezing cold, and yet you do not lose the love of what you do and the commitment.
What we try to do generally is do these trips with some notice in advance so we can share out the work amongst all the pilots. However, where there is an urgent need, and of course it won't be a medical emergency because we're the second tier non-emergency travel, okay. So we're not the same. However, we do have instances where there's a short notice. For example, somebody might have to get to a hospital appointment or get there and pick up their child, and whatever transport arrangements they had have fallen through. In those cases, we will. I've had to do that here. I live up in the far north of Queensland, west of Cairns, in the mountains on a farm where I rescue animals. But we have an aircraft. I have my aircraft here as well, and I've had to dash down to Clermont so that to pick up a lady who needed to get into Townsville so then she could take a jet flight to a very important melanoma treatment in Sydney, which she wasn't able to miss. So in those cases, yeah, just get up, wash your face, sort it out, put your flight plan in and go and do the job. And I know some of the drivers have to do things like that, although most of the time we're very well organised and the health professionals are great assistance to us. They help us to organise flights and drives wherever possible so that there's no getting up in the dark for the passengers, no flying at night. Everything is done in the daytime, notwithstanding we have... about 75% of our pilots are airline or commercial pilots. We still try to fly people in the daytime. So those really urgent ones don't happen often. But if they do, we jump in. It doesn't matter. We'll do whatever we have to do to get the job done.
Thank you, Marjorie, for sharing that. And it's quite amazing that your organisation... It sounds so well organised, and no wonder you've been able to cover off those 20 million kilometres. You talk about health professionals and that they work with you to try and organise the flights in a way that's best for those who are being cared for. Do all the health professionals know about Angel Flight, and do you want to like put a bit of a shout out there as to how more health professionals can know about Angel Flight and what you do?
Look, yes, I would. A lot of the country health professionals, and this may be, it's not necessarily a doctor, this may be a social worker or your remote area nurse, they're very good referrers, but they move around a lot in the country, so the next batch that come in don't necessarily know about us. So it's radio stations like yours, which is such great assistance, and we say to everybody out there, if you know somebody who needs help, let your health professional know. All they have to do, press a button on our website to register once, then all they do every time after that is send us a flight request. We take over from there. So it's the health professionals who really are the ones that get the patients to us. If you don't know whether your health professional is registered, it's a simple matter. You call us. Tell us who they are. We'll ring them. We'll sort it out all for them and we'll get you flying.
Well, Marjorie, the Community Radio Network is a large one and I've got lots of contacts and Jim does as well, both inside and outside radio. So we'll share this podcast as wide as we can and hopefully the message gets out there to the regional areas. We're in Greater Western Sydney, but our reach is far and wide. And so we can do that for you. Now, we were talking to Paul in the break and he said he's done his 100th drive. Is that correct, Paul?
Well, they tell me I've done in excess of 100 drives. Yeah.
And does it feel like 100 or does it feel like you've just done your first one?
Oh, no, everyone's a new one and brings great satisfaction and pleasure to me.
Now, there must be a difference driving in Far North Queensland or flying in Far North Queensland, driving in Sydney, Paul. what's been your best experience? And you shared one earlier, but also what's the worst experience as far as doing this that are factors that aren't about the health or the people you're driving, but just about Sydney?
Well, driving around Sydney is not easy, and I was doing a drive from the Royal Far West Children's Centre in Manly back to Bankstown recently, and the young lady in the front of the car with me had come from Bourke. And as we drove through Neutral Bay, the traffic lanes are rather narrow, mm-hmm. and this bus flew up the bus lane on the inside of us. She got so scared, I thought she was going to land in my lap. she made the comment, we don't have traffic signs, we don't have traffic lights, nothing like this in Bourke. And she was somewhat anxious about things, so we had to calm her down and get her all the way out to Bankstown where she flew home.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I asked that question to highlight how much of a commitment you are giving to Angel Flight as a volunteer by committing to drive through the streets of Sydney. Just like all the pilots, no doubt, are committed to flying in the airways of Australia, and I don't have much to know about that. Marjorie, any last thoughts about Angel Flight you'd love to share with our listeners this morning?
Look, yes, just relating to Paul there, one thing I'd like to share with you is he's done 100 we call missions, that is 100 trips with a patient or family, but they also have to drive the other way and go home again. So really he's done more than 200 drives for us, which is an absolutely sterling effort. But the other thing I'd like to do is say a big thank you to all the community organisations, including small towns, that help us. We don't fundraise. We don't spend any money on marketing companies or advertising or commissions, and nor do we have any staff for it. But the people out there in the country and the organisations in the city, like Rotary, Lions, CWA, Provost, they do it for us. They know what we do. They know how we help the communities, and they do it for us. And I just want to say a great big thank you, because that's how we pay the pilot fuel.
Marjorie, and to you, Paul, on behalf of our listeners and the people that you serve, thank you so much for your dedication and the commitment that you make to help people's lives and to give them hope. We're going to do our best to get it out there into the country areas, Marjorie. And, Paul, we will support where we can to tell the story, the great story that you tell. To Marjorie Pagan, the CEO of Angel Flight Australia, and to my good friend Paul Lucas, thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on Alive 90.5 today. It's been fantastic.
Thank you for having
us.
Wonderful. Have a great morning. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.